understanding, even though she wasn't able to be here. I'm going to approach the subject, the mirror, from two different directions. One, I'm going to talk about it in an outside way that will help our minds to understand it a little bit in a deeper way. And then the second way is more on the inside way, which will be using CD's teachings. And in the outside way, I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but my bachelor's degree is in electrical engineering, so I'm going to talk about how we're a mirror in electrical circuit way. So I'll be using a metaphor about the electrical circuits because we're all electromagnetic beings, but I'll be talking about it in a very simple way, so hopefully it'll be easy for you to understand it, kind of scientifically how this works, because there's a scientific reason why the mirror principle works as well as a mystical reason why it works. And then we'll be mostly using the Path to Allah, and there's a chapter called The Man with the Pure White Mind. That'll be where the majority of the readings that I'll be coming from. But Tony's going to be putting all these in the notes, so you'll have access to these if you want to look these up on your own as well later. So would anybody like to define for me how they currently understand what the mirror principle is? How does the mirror work in your life? Waheed?
Just off the cuff, it'd be what I experience on the outside is a mirror of what's happening on the inside. Mm-hmm. So whatever on the outside, anything on the outside upsets me, the source that upsets is from within. And anything on the outside that delights me, the source of that delight is from within me.
Good. You have anything you want to add to that, Sarah?
Well, how I understood it and how I actually try to walk through life is if anything pushes my buttons, mm-hmm. any person especially, is because, or triggers me, because there's something in me that needs healing. And so I turn that around whenever I'm triggered by somebody, I turn it around and say, what is it with me that is going on? Why am I being triggered? And I ask Allah to show me what it is. And then I, from there, wash whatever. And who knows what it could be, whatever. So it's usually a surprise thing that comes up. But that's what mirroring is. That's how I am.
Okay. Great. Thank you. John? Hakeem?
I look at you and I see various qualities of goodness within you.
Mm-hmm.
I could not see them.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay. So I want to talk first of all about what are some of the benefits from really grokking this whole thing about the mirror. And for my own self personally, I've had trouble for many, many years about forgiving others. When somebody hurt my feelings or I got angry with other people, about getting out of blame, and even though I knew that I had to work on it within me and I couldn't change that other person, I really had trouble with forgiveness. And I read many books on forgiveness and tried different workshops on forgiveness and didn't feel like I was making a lot of progress on it. But the more that I really, really take this understanding and really apply it, the easier it gets for me to forgive, because I really understand it has almost nothing to do with this other person. So there's nothing to forgive there, because they're just kind of holding up this mirror in front of me. They're not doing anything to me, even though I think that they are. Again, I want to go back to Sidi's book here, In the Path to Allah. And there's a subchapter called The Man with the Pure White Mind is a Perfect Holy World. And the very first paragraph here talks about what are the benefits of applying this principle or understanding this principle. It says, "Hear me, O lover of the merciful and compassionate. I say unto you that since the ranks of slavery are divine manifestations, then it is from the politeness, al-adab, to see a slave only as the evidence of God. If you obey God, you will find through your obedience a contentment for your mind," these are the benefits now, "a contentment for your mind, a raising of your hopes, and an authority over the companions and family. Having all these qualities is evidence of the generosity of God." And also on page 52, the first paragraph, it says, "Know that in your obedience there is a contentment for your mind, and because of this contentment you will praise the rules of obedience and their results, the mental tranquility and the witnessing of the true reality. So be content with it, to please God through your obedience, and do not aim through your obedience at anything else but pleasing God himself." So when I was out on the land for Ramadan, I really felt like I was in the station of Al-Ridha, which is contentment, deep contentment. And I really feel that really understanding this mirror principle impacts your Ridha, or your contentment, because when we are not understanding this mirror principle in a deep way, that's when we're feeling not content, when we're feeling disturbance in our lives. So, and contentment and Riddha is one of the pathways to, that really opens our way up to a lot, to understanding a lot. So, the other benefit that I personally have really feel like I've gained from understanding this principle is about that it really has deepened my trust in Allah. Because when I truly believe that every single thing that happens to me was sent to me by Allah, then I really have to trust in completely in Allah, that Allah understands what's best for me, even though in the moment I don't understand what's best for me. Because I might say, I don't want this. Mm-hmm. Take this one away. But then I'm saying that I know more than Allah, because Allah is the one who brought it for me. So it's really helping me to deepen my trust, to know that everything comes from Allah, and it's all a perfect gift, the exact thing that I need in order to move myself into closer proximity to Allah. So I want to back up just a bit, and I want to go back through the scientific explanation and talk about our electrical circuits. So basically, we are electromagnetic beings. It can actually be measured in physics, how we put out a certain vibration, how we have an electrical circuit that can be measured. And one of the phenomena that I learned when I was learning electrical engineering was about this phenomena called resonance. And what resonance is, if you take a circuit, which is just a very simple circuit where you have a power source like a battery, and then you have a circuit in it, that if you have a component in it called a resistor, that depending on what that resistance is, it can make a big difference in how much output you have from that circuit. So what we did in class is that we would have these circuits that had a resistor in it that was had a little dial on it. And we could just take a screwdriver and we could dial the resistance up or we could dial it down and we could measure it to see how much output that we put on it. So let's say we have a circuit that just has one unit of output. So it's very small, very tiny. You can dial that resistance or change the frequency of that circuit just slightly, and now that circuit, instead of putting out one unit of power, puts out 1,000 units of power. This is resonance. So how you can take something just by changing its vibration or changing its frequency, you can make something that's very, very tiny into something that's really big. And how this works in our relationships is that because we're electromagnetic beings, when we get into each other's physical space, our electromagnetic frequencies interact with each other. And let's say that in my circuitry, I might have a circuit that's running that says, I'll give you one that I actually had for a while that I've worked on for a long time, is that I'm not good enough and therefore I'm not worthy to be seen. So when I'm around other people, if this other person I'm interacting with, I'm just going to look at you, Waheed, and use you as an example here. If I'm interacting with Waheed, if he has something that's at least a bit similar to that, the same kind of a circuit, even if it's very, very tiny, that when he's with me, that little circuit that usually only puts out one unit of power is now going to have 1,000 units of power or even more running in his circuitry. So all of a sudden, when he's with me, he will treat me like I'm unworthy and not willing, worthy to be seen. And it's almost, I'm going to say a very bold statement here, it's almost like I'm making him treat me that way. That does not make him he's not responsible for the action, because he still is. And that this is how the mirror works, that this is how Allah shows us what is still inside the hidden part, the batin that you were talking about, that we need to see in order to heal. So if I start noticing that when I'm with other people, that I keep getting these same kinds of things happening over and over to me, like my daughter, you know, quit one job after the other, and she was never very satisfied with her jobs. And I said, because the person that was the problem, she was taking with her to each new job. It wasn't each of her bosses that was the problem. Yes, it was what was inside of her. It was her. So using the same example, when I was going to the Jaffe Institute, I had this picture that I wasn't good enough and that I didn't deserve to be seen. So every time I'd go in class, I'd be raising my hand to ask a question or to be a demo, and nobody would ever call on me. And I'd get pissed about it. And I would go yell at my teachers afterwards and say, you know, how come you always call on the same people and you never call on me? And I even went to the extreme that I paid $3,000 to go to a healing apprenticeship workshop so that there's only 10 people in the room, that Ibrahim would have to pay attention to me because I paid him to do it now, damn it. And he never even checked in with me those whole 4 days. So it still didn't happen. Now, and I truly blamed him, and I blamed the other. I'll give another example. I was standing in the room, in the bathroom during one of our breaks, Whole line of women, you know how it is in the women's room. There's a whole line of women all waiting to use the bathroom. I'm the next one in line for the three stalls that are available. Salima's standing right behind me. The next stall opens up. Salima walks right around me and takes it. And I'm like, am I invisible here?
You're so small, she couldn't see.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now I'm like blocking her entire pathway. She has to walk around.
Then,
But I do want to say that when I was out at the land at Ramadan, at our master teacher training, Ibrahim was lavish in his feedback and his attention to me. I mean, he was calling me on me all the time, giving me all this great positive, and it's like, after about the, I don't know, at the end of the first half, first day or whatever.
Now, Granddad would be here to point it out to her every time it happens.
So like about the fourth time he's calling me, his eyes get like about this big, and he goes, Jumana, what has happened to you? I can't believe all the changes you made and all the deep walking. And from my perspective, I haven't changed that much. I mean, my walking has been very gradual, very, you know, continue doing all the stuff, but it hasn't been like this great big major change since I was in school. The only thing changed is that I dropped my picture that I wasn't going to be seen, and I really allowed him to see me for the very first time. Now, for 3 years, I'll tell you quite truthfully, I blamed him, and I was mad at him, and I yelled at him, and we fought about it. But in reality, all he was doing was mirroring my pictures. So unless somebody is extremely conscious of something's coming up and I want to yell at this person and I really don't know why, and they use their conscious willpower not to do it, which most of us don't, it's a natural reaction that the person, as this part of them is being resonated inside of them, they're just going to mirror whatever we ask them to mirror to us. Is that clear so far?
Was that your experience with CD as well?
No, CD was always very nice to me. But see, the thing is, it has to have something to stick on in the other person. Because if there's no resistance in you, if your circuits are clean, there's nothing, no resistor to change. And with CD, I would say most of his, you know, his circuits are pretty clean and there's not much to stick on. So, but that's why even if somebody is far along as Salima or Ibrahim on their path, even though their pictures might be very, very subtle, that something that's very, very tiny, I can still make it get really big in them because it's still there. So it's still me doing it to them.
I assume Sita could also give it to you, mirror to you, because he
right.
knows you need it.
Yes,
right.
Because Allah tells him.
My feeling, I've thought about that a lot because I've seen different people get triggered about CD and I haven't. And the very first time that CD, the very, very, within the first half an hour that I, or hour that I met him, I asked him, oh, this is so embarrassing, I probably shouldn't. I said, what is a nap? And so everybody in the whole room laughed because it was in Detroit and they all were along the path and I was the only ignorant one there. And everybody laughed, she's going to figure this out. And so CD said to me, you have many pictures and you think you are special. Well, at that moment, I was thinking, I was wishing I was under the carpet because I felt like an
God.
This big. And I don't know, there was something in that moment that I said, I got to fix this. I got to work on this. And I just, for some reason, I didn't hate the man for making me from that moment.
Because he was holding you in the love at the same time he said it.
Oh, I guess so, but boy, did I feel weensy, and like I had a whole lot to learn. And so that was difficult. But other people who I have seen get into issues with him, all I can think of is that he gives everybody what they... I have had experience when he's given me what I needed at a certain time, be it Jalal or Jamal. And that I think that sometimes people need to walk through certain things. And he's just like a teacher saying, you need to work on subtraction, you need to work on addition, you need to work on sentence structure. I think he just goes around and gives people lessons because I think that he's beyond the mirroring thing.
I think
that ceases to become an issue at where he's at.
But if Allah tells him.
Yes.
Yeah, if Allah tells him.
Yeah,
I mean,
that teachers, that right. teachers, that's why. Right. And they are consciously
choosing to do, yes.
Right.
You know,
right.
So if they hear something,
right.
they are like,
yep.
you know, and there have been times it's like, oh, I can tell that
yep.
it's happening. Like, I can't even make eye contact.
Yep.
And I'm like intentionally focusing someplace else
yep.
until I get so uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, all right, already. Just say it.
So I think that actually, it was so funny, and it took me a really long time to understand what the word enlightenment meant. And finally I started, I got it, oh, I'm bringing in the light, but then I really understood that it meant more light, more understanding. And I also started understanding that it meant level of consciousness. So I think that as our teachers, depending where they are in their level of consciousness, that, somebody may mirror something to you with an unconsciousness.
Sure.
And somebody who's at a higher,
most of the time,
they do it at a level of consciousness. So when Seeky mirrors something to us or creates something for us, it's a level of consciousness. When Ibrahim does it, it's a level of consciousness. I think it depends who it is. And
well, there's usually teaching and healing that right. follows quickly after, but it's something that's happening almost
So I was just going to say that it's kind of like we're a radio station, and we've turned our dial on our radio, and we're only getting this frequency, so we're only hearing this station, so we get the same stuff over and over again, even though there are hundreds of other radio stations out there that we could tune in and get the love instead, or we could get, peace or something else, but we choose to tune into, World Wrestling, that kind of stuff.